This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces battling Hamas said they uncovered an unusually large concrete and iron-girded tunnel designed to carry carloads of militant fighters from Gaza right up to the border. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard reports.
Chief Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said the tunnel was 4 kilometers or 2.5 miles long, stretching from Gaza City, once the heart of Hamas governance and now a devastated combat zone, to the Erez crossing at the Israeli border.
Without demolishing the tunnel project of Hamas, we cannot demolish Hamas.
Raising or disabling hundreds of kilometers of underground passages and bunkers is among the aims of the Israeli offensive.
Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. An Israeli man who was among 3 hostages mistakenly shot dead by the Israeli army in Gaza was laid to rest at a funeral in Israel on Sunday.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Hundreds of people gathered to mourn the death in central Israel on Sunday. The military on Friday identified the 3 hostages killed in an eastern suburb of Gaza City. Israeli musician Rita sang at the service while family members read eulogies. North Korea fired what appeared to be a long-range ballistic missile on Monday, South Korea and Japan said. Its second missile launch in less than 12 hours as Pyongyang condemned a U.S.-led show of force against the nuclear-armed state. The missile was fired from an area near the capital, Pyongyang, towards the sea off the North's east coast and flew about 1,000 kilometers, South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said. This is